This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Joining us on the phone lines now, as he does each and every Thursday, is Tom E. Curran. Tom E. Curran with WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, and by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. Tom E. Curran, how does it feel to be back from the Super Bowl? Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Good. I love the enthusiasm you exhibit on some of those reads, Andrew.
Oh, thank you. Is that sarcasm or is that legit?
That was legit.
No. Thank you. Sell it.
Well, I'm not worn down and jaded yet. I'm new to this whole hosting seat, one read the ads kind of role, Tom E. Curran. Speaking of guys in new roles, and what is Stretch's name? Striker? Is that how you say it? Mike Vrabel's right-hand man?
Yeah. Yep.
I was talking to somebody yesterday that said to me that Stretch is kind of a combination of Ernie Adams and Berge Najarian. And I'm wondering what your knowledge base is on Stretch, what you've seen from him, if anything at all, to start, and how key a figure you think he'll be in terms of setting the culture, both football and non-football.
I haven't encountered him.
Okay.
So I can't speak to that. I thought he was more of a Berge than an Ernie Adams. But they will need an Ernie Adams, since my belief is that the team will be moving on from a fellow who was doing it was Rustin.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know if they're moving on from him because he's not a coach. We haven't heard that. So it's worth checking on Evan Rustin. But, yeah, I just thought he was more of a Bears guy, to be honest with you, Andy. I didn't know otherwise.
Me too. And so, okay, but keep an eye out for that as you do some sniffing.
Eyes are peeled.
That's
a great place to start.
Okay.
Hey, TC, good to talk to you, bud. I'm curious, you know,
hey,
you watch this game, and I mean, it basically over at halftime, but did you glean anything from this game? I mean, any trends, anything stand out to you that, you know, you look at both of these teams, how they're constructed, the styles, the quarterback play? What were some of your bigger takeaways from this last Super Bowl?
I think a lot of it for us locally centered around, you know, what does it mean for the Patriots dynasty vis-a-vis the Chiefs? And what does it mean for Mahomes' pursuit of Brady? And you know, I wrote a long column on Monday just saying that I said it during last week that the pursuit of Brady by Mahomes is very much a Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus pursuit. You forget that Tom Brady in 2007 had still been dismissed going into that season as a system quarterback. He gave him Randy Moss, and they went undefeated in the regular season, and he threw for an NFL record 50 touchdowns. Then in 2010, he's a unanimous MVP coming off a bad year, and they lose a bad game. Yeah. 2006, they're, you know, up 21-6 and gag and should have won. I mean, when you look at the number of times that the Patriots could have won Super Bowls, Brady could have won 12. So, Mahomes is phenomenal. He is in the top five already. But Brady never got blown out in a Super Bowl. He really didn't even get blown out in a divisional game. Like, say, for instance, take a Joe Montana. He He lost the game 49-3 in the divisional playoffs. In the following year, 1987, he got benched in the third quarter in favor of Steve Young in a game against the Vikings. Elway, he got his ass handed to him repeatedly in the Super Bowls he was in. So the point that I took away immediately in looking at the game was you got one guy so far above everybody at the top of Everest, and everybody else is at halfway base camp. As for the teams in the game and what you can glean from it, it does go back to talking about draft. Because if you look at both of these teams, especially Philadelphia, their last five drafts have been so good, and you start to profit from your drafts 3, 4, and 5 years down the road. And the Patriots still might be a little bit with their pockets turned out from their drafts over the last 3 or 4 years. It's going to take a while.
So, Tom, I'm in an especially good mood today because I'm excited about all things Patriots, Celtics, and especially Red Sox right now. And piggybacking off of that optimism, I wanted to see if you sort of agreed with this sentiment that our pal Mike Reese put out earlier today. He wrote, "Thinking out loud, R.E., how Red Sox Alex Bregman relates to Patriots and free agency. Sometimes you have to pay more, especially when there is a notable talent and championship pedigree gap compared to top competitors. Can still be strategic in doing so on the short term. Hashtag let it rip." I couldn't agree more, and I know you have basically coined the suck tax phrase. So do you feel like the Patriots could follow the Red Sox model of making a good deal like the Garrett Crochet trade, overpaying for someone you need, and kind of turning things around in an offseason?
Yeah, that's what we've been talking about the last couple of days. And when we did our show email today, I said, you know, you have to look at, you know, who can the Patriots do a Bregman deal with? I look at guys like Davante Adams. Maybe he would be amenable to coming back and working with McDaniels. He's 33 years old. But to me, if you really look at Davante Adams and consider him as a prospect, and if you don't get T. Higgins, or if you do get T. Higgins, and you say, you know what, we're gonna go to 35 for T. Higgins, even though Justin Jefferson's at 34, we're going to 35. Hell, you know what, we'll go to 37. We don't care, because we're going to convince this guy to come here. I don't think that there's really anything wrong with that, to chase your white whale. Because right now, you have gained a level of, after a second 4-13 season, you've generated more optimism because of the guy that you took at number three and his upside. And you've generated more optimism because there's an experienced head coach as opposed to folks holding their breath about how they hope will turn out. So strike while the iron's hot. You have $136 million allocated right now against the cap. The cap's going to be $250. Splurge. One guy, one time, do it. And I think that they will. I think that they should. And I got way more to say, but I'm going to go because I've been going for 45 seconds here, a minute and a half here.
NBC Sports, Tom Curran joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. Those are the guys that could be coming in, but I'm assuming right now part of the process that's going on is Mike Vrabel's learning everybody on the roster and Ryan Cowden's being brought up to speed, and they're figuring out who they might want to keep. Are there any guys you think, Tom Curran, that we think of as foundational pieces they'll be building around that might actually not be here? Maybe even some of the guys they re-signed last offseason. Do you think we'll get any wow departures at any point this offseason?
The chance exists. I think that there might be. You have to scrutinize those signings you made, because if we're going to talk about, you know, cornerstone-type players, who are the Patriots' true cornerstone, can't-part-with-them-type players? Gonzalez and May.
Yes.
That's it. You could smuggle in Hunter Henry under the wire. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're going to, because of his cost and his leadership and his production all have been really good. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you could say that with Barmore, for mm-hmm. instance. And I hope that he gets healthy, but I don't know if you can say that with him. Mm-hmm. I think Kyle Duggar is a very good player. I don't think his cap hit at $14 million makes it unmanageable. I think it's 14. But that leaves us with Unwenu, Barmore, Stevenson, Godshaw. Mm. I don't think any of those guys would be beyond the reach of the Patriots looking at it and saying that's too.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Much for you.
But you wouldn't predict it? You wouldn't predict it necessarily?
No, I'm not predicting. No, okay. I'm not predicting.
Just making sure.
Jobs without talking to anybody. Sure. Anything that's not nailed down could go.
Okay, gotcha.
Hey, Tom, it's way too early for this, but you're buckle in because this is going to be you 24/7 until at the end of April.
Sure.
Draft talk in the number 4th overall pick, and you know you watch that game, that Super Bowl, and you just go, man, that offensive line for KC was really having issues all night. A huge reason that I think Patrick Mahomes got spooked early in that game. And then you look at that other side and you go, man, those elite pass rushers, oh my gosh, wow, those are great. It was interesting, mm-hmm. Scar earlier this week said that he's called himself old school and that he thinks that that pick, 4th overall, maybe shouldn't be an offensive lineman. Mm-hmm. He should go maybe, edge rusher or weapon on offense. Any idea like what they're thinking there? I mean, is it as simple as Will Campbell's the best offensive left tackle available at that time, and so they get him? Or I mean, is there could you see them doing something like trading back, getting more draft picks?
Sure.
What's your vibe on the draft at this point? Way too early.
Just for Scar, I would say this with great respect to one of the greatest coaches of all time. I'm not sure if he's speaking generally or relative to this particular draft. I'm going to guess he's generally saying, hey, if you're at 4 and you're looking at an offensive lineman, don't you want to take somebody who can score touchdowns or pressure the passer? And yep, you would.
Yeah.
But all drafts aren't created equal. So the 4th overall pick this year might not have gone until 14 or 15 last year because of the quarterbacks. So with that in mind, yeah, you'd like to trade back, but who wants to come up to 4 to take Jalen Milroe or Shedeur Sanders, right, for instance? So I think it's easier in this draft to find somebody who can pressure the passer than you can say that guy's going to be a Pro Bowl, borderline All-Pro lineman for us.
So
I keep coming back to a weird spot. I keep coming back to a weird spot. Pause. Tight end.
Ooh, the Penn State kid? I love it. Where
Penn State, Michigan kid? Penn State, both?
Texas. Penn State kid, the Michigan kid. They're both in the top 10. It was Warren and Loveland. So those look at Brock Bowers, look at George Kittle, look at Kelsey, look at Gronk, look at LaPorta, look at Hockenson, look all over the friggin' NFL. Kyle Pitts should have been a beast by now, but he hasn't been. Ted McMillan's not what you would want to go over the moon for, and you're not even sure that Travis Hunter is a wide receiver or a cornerback. He's a brilliant player, but what are you going to do with him? I mean, you'll find something. But to me, I look at those tight ends, and if you could secure one of them, I don't care if you have to move around, be inventive. That's not my problem. But if you want a touchdown scorer and a helper for not maybe just your offensive line, but certainly Drake May primarily, look at the tight ends.
So, Tom, I was going to ask you, but you kind of just answered my question, which I think can lead to a convenient wrap-up, but just sort of to confirm your feelings. So, Travis Hunter has announced that he's going to compete in the combine, but as a cornerback. So, does that – I mean, to me, that would sort of back off my – I don't think the Patriots need to be taking as good a talent as he is, even if I have a BPA, best player available belief. Do you want to be taking a cornerback at four?
In a vacuum, no. No, definitely not. You don't want to be on the hook for in 3 years. Oh, good. We're spending $27 million each per year, $54 million on our two shutdown corners, which is great. But if you don't have a pass rush because they have to run around back there for 8 seconds, that's not helping you.
Right.
So to me, Travis Hunter can work out wherever he wants to, but it is still, you know, a system that they draft you and tell you where you're going to play. You have to have a conversation with the kid so you don't draft somebody who walks in pissed off and says, I'm not playing that position. But I think corner is his better position than wide receiver, but you can still put a package together offensively for him, and I think you would be crazy if you didn't do that. But does Vrabel envision that possibility? Does Cowden and a little and Elliot Wolf there?
Was that a little Elliot?
Was that a little Elliot Wolf there?
Tom, before I let you go here, this just popped into my head. I don't know if you've ever believed in the idea that the other teams in Boston motivate each other. Cool. And is there any chance that not only the issues they've had in recent years, but the Celtics are rolling, they have the best roster in basketball, even the Red Sox just spent, and you got John Henry smoking a cigar to celebrate Alex Bregman. Could that influence the Patriots to do what you said earlier, overspend, put in a little extra money for a guy like T. Higgins or whoever it may be? Could there be a little push there?
I don't think that that would be any kind of – but if they're winning championships because of it and they're thumbing their nose at you, but they're – I mean, they're far – they're microscopically less appetizing for consumers than the Patriots are. I mean, at least you can name some Patriots off the top of your head at this point. So, to me, no. I don't think that that would be when they're really good. I think it's definitely a factor. But they got enough problems. Keep your head on your book, Patriots. Don't be looking up and seeing what's going on around the room. Head down.
Head down. Just like Tom E. Curran joins us each and every Thursday, 3:30. Great job today, Tom. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
See you, bud.
Thanks,
see
Tom.
Ya.
Tom E. Curran with WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, and by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.